Yesterday at this time, we were getting things going for the second of the three closest to the pin contests with the WSGW Winvitational Golf Outing. And at the Sawmill on M47 or Midland Road, if you prefer. And at the end of the show, we had a golfer, and it was, when I say end of the show, because within the last 20 minutes, I believe, after receiving an update of a golfer who was at 6'9", being the closest, somebody snuck in and stuck it at 4'6".
Oh. Yeah, well, that's close.
Yeah. Paul Gerwin of Saginaw, congratulations to you. You've won that foursome for the Polecat event on September 15th and the bonus foursome on August 25th of a foursome at the Scramble event we're having at the Sawmill itself.
Paul Gerwin sent us an email saying that actually he got lucky. A kid roamed off a bank and came up to within 4 feet.
Hey, golfing gods were with him.
Yeah, right. I guess so.
Some days,
anywhere you get it there,
hits the bank and goes into the rough. The next day, hits the bank and goes 4'6" from the pin. So, thank you, Paul, for contacting us and congratulations. And so you got that foursome. Polecat event on September 15th, where we still have one more opportunity for you, by the way, to participate. Remember, next week we're going to be at the Green Acres Golf Course on the Dixie in Bridgeport again, 6:30 to 9. You take your three swings at the pin, and maybe you can win the final foursome for the Polecat event.
That's not the first time that one of the final participants at one of these events got closest to the pin. Oh. I've been there for a couple of years where it has happened. In fact, I recall one time when one of our contestants, he was running because he knew we were finishing up at 9 o'clock in his bare feet with a couple of clubs. put the tee in the ground and just swung, and there it was. He won a trip or a spot. So that's how it goes sometimes.
You know, we're asking you is to take three swings. We never said anything about a dress code.
So. Yeah, right, yeah.
That's clever.
Barefooting out to the golf
that was funny.
Box.
Do what's necessary.
Hey, maybe didn't have time to get his socks and golf shoes
no,
on.
No, he didn't.
To make it for 9 o'clock.
Well, those are the kinds of stories that make the Winvitational Golf Outing so much fun and our closest to the pin contests. And whether you would like to try again next week, and if you've tried already the first two, remember the first week, last week, we were out at the Maple Leaf Golf Course. If you want to try again, if you weren't the winners, the first two, you can try again. And also, everyone's welcome to enter into the four-person scramble. It's a $50 entry fee on August 25th at the Sawmill, $200 per team. And we have some fun we're going to have that day. Lots of great prizes to give away, including prizes sponsored by Forward Corporation with the longest drive for men and women and so much more. That's going to be a fun event. That's less than 2 weeks away now.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, 2 weeks from yesterday.
Yeah, August 25th. So again, we follow that up, and then we have the Winvitational itself. We have to win your invitation. That's why you got to do the closest to the pin contests.
And we're getting close on the maximum number of golfers we can have for the best ball.
Oh, are we really?
Yeah, because of social distancing, et cetera, we have to cut it off below 100. So I think we're going to cut it off at 96.
Well, then you should go to WSGW.com, scroll down the homepage, and you'll find the boxes for both the Winvitational associated with the Polecat and the golf scramble event with the Sawmill. And online, you can actually make your entry in for the Sawmill event if you choose to do that or find out more about what's happening with our closest to the pin contest. So great golfing events happening. Thanks to Forward Corporation, as we said, and also thanks to Westside Decorating Center, our overall sponsor of what's happening with the Winvitational golf outings that we have going on. Looking forward to it again next Tuesday for the final closest to the pin contest. We also have links up on our morning team page, by the way, which is up and running. If you go to WSGW.com, scroll down that homepage, find the morning team box, click on that. Look for today's date of August 12th, 2020. And we've already got the page up and running, including the links for the golfing. 6:46 on WSGW. A quick word on what's happening. So it's official now. And you hear Pat reporting it in sports that both the Big Ten and the Pac-12 canceling fall sports, which includes football. It's kind of funny to hear some of the news coverage. You know, football canceled. And other fall sports, too.
Yeah, there's a few other leagues out there that haven't made a decision
yet. That's going to be interesting because a couple, I mean, you know, what was it, the SEC The SEC and
ACC. Big 12 still out there.
If, and I'm just throwing this out, if they were to accomplish holding a football season, because it's already uproar right now and buzz within even, because some of the coaches, I think Jim Harbaugh is one of the coaches is saying he wants to play, isn't he?
Right. Well, he was, but now he has said that he respects the decision.
Oh, is he? Okay.
Yeah, and you know, he's disappointed, but understands it. Same with Michigan State's head coach, too, Mel Tucker.
Okay. Yeah, the guy still wants to start a season for himself.
Right. Yeah, I know. Yeah, poor Mel Tucker has to wait another.
Oh, man.
A delayed debut.
Yeah. But yeah, if these other leagues could pull it off, you know, that's, there'll be other questions asked. Or if these leagues did start and something broke out, then it would be the reverse questioning. So, you know.
Well, you know, with so many different leagues, if some of them are successful, they're going to have huge viewing audiences because there are fewer leagues showing games at the same time.
Yeah.
Yeah, and on that note now, what did I hear you say about
ESPN contacting the NFL? Asking if they wanted to play some Saturday games. That doesn't surprise me one bit. Oh, that the
NFL. Because ESPN loses at Saturday college football.
Well, of course. Oh, and right, you know the NFL is looking to cash in big time on this.
Oh, sure.
Less college football out there. Now that's more of a venue for themselves.
Boy, and well, and on that note, the NFL could also say this allows us to spread games out more.
That's another way of looking at it, too, right?
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Because I will not be shocked that the NFL, like the baseball schedule, the NFL schedule may go through some changes.
Mm-hmm.
I would not be surprised by that. Maybe what they'll have to do sometimes is spread the season out a little bit, maybe less games and have a couple weeks in between games. That could happen.
You wonder if the week between games will help them a little bit more than baseball playing back to back.
I'm with Mitch Albom in his column today in the Detroit Free Press. He said, "Who are we kidding? I mean, the SEC can do whatever it wants, but if there's no Ohio State, and there's no Oregon, and there's no Michigan, you can claim to be national champions, but if those teams aren't there, what's the point?" And then he was also arguing that what you just said. Once there is an outbreak with one team, then what, ACC? Then what, SEC? What are you going to do then?
Yeah, so. Because you got to hope that if you start it, that you can finish it.
Mm-hmm.
Man, things can just continue when you unfold.
Spring football, though, maybe. If we get a vaccine all that, we could have spring football.
I just don't know how that's...
Well, Vladimir Putin must be a big football fan. That's why he wants spring football. Apparently, with the vaccine that he's touting.
Let's turn to Mr. Putin and see what he's got going there. Other questions to be answered.
Yes.
6:50 on WSGW. Stay tuned for more as we'll try and do our best to cover it all. Maybe pose the questions you're posing, maybe asking the questions you're asking, and coming up with the same answers that you don't have either.